So this common ground, understanding the basic formal structure of a movement of music, is as necessary as knowing that a baseball game has typically 9 innings and 6 outs per inning if we're to follow the general action that will take place within those innings. Sonata Allegro form is the most important of these classical era forms in that it is the most dramatic, the most extensive, and the only one of these forms that assumes more than one main theme. Sonata Allegro form is an instrumental reduction of an operatic act. In a typical Sonata Allegro form, which the first movement of Dvorak's Ninth Symphony is, we have an exposition in which our themes are exposed or introduced. In this case, 3 themes, usually 2. But Dvorak is, one of those great theme writers, so the more he writes, the happier we are. Theme 1, theme 2, theme 3. The greater the contrast between these characters, the greater the inherent conflict of our operatic experience. That is, the more different the themes are, the less in common they'll have and the more action they're liable to create. Having stated the themes in the exposition, they are developed. The composer does something with them. Look, again, in an operatic act, the first scene might be given to character intro. The next scene might be given, I would hope it would be given, to character interaction. Something happens. Recapitulation, the themes return in their original order, but with important differences. Indeed, when we re-meet characters after they've interacted, we hope they've changed, learned, grown, been altered somehow by the life experiences of their dramatic actions in their development. And indeed, there are changes. And then a coda, that final section of music added to create a convincing sense of conclusion. In an opera, that's when everyone comes out on stage and sings that final ensemble, invoking whatever moral of the tale the librettist has chose to invoke at that moment. So we should hear sonata form not as some weird abstract formula, but simply as a process by which a composer can present themes, allow them to interact, separate them from each other, and then create some concluding material that tries to bring everything together. And that's as much as I will say in this context. But frankly, that's really about 90% of what you need to know as we adventure into this movement. Now, following a brief and mysterious introduction, which we will not listen to just yet, we come immediately to theme 1. We will hear theme 1 of the first movement in all 4 movements. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right now. Dvorak's game in the symphony and the game plan we're going to take to this symphony is to see how he keeps bringing themes back and how by doing so, he not only unifies movements but creates terrific tension because each movement has its own themes. Hey, this is my movement, buddy. And other themes are kind of always coming in and interrupting, and it becomes very interesting to see who's going to win. What themes will be ultimately the victors and which others will recede into the background. So it's important that we get this first theme of this first movement very much in our ears. I will read from the word score and then we will listen to it for the first time. Theme 1, Allegro Molto, very fast, a very heroic theme. This powerful theme features 2 parts, a rising, falling idea heard, bum, 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 bum. I should play it actually. This rising idea that then falls. And it's a very compelling up, down kind of idea, which is followed then by a kind of chattering series of winds. So that's basically the essence of this theme. Let's listen to it for the first time.